Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Listening to Floating Points, a showcase for electronic music and near electronic music from the Foundry. I'd like to welcome you to our first podcast. My name is Michael Bentley, and I am the Foundry founder, the person who sort of started this madness. And I'm really excited to have an opportunity to talk about the work that we've done at the Foundry, to introduce you to the range of artists with whom I've been lucky enough to work, and to give some context to the projects that we've put together over the last 5 or 6 years. I think that you'll be interested by the diversity of music. Generally, it falls within the sort of genre of electronic music, but that's a pretty broad range. If you think about describing music as guitar music or piano music, there's a lot that can fall under that rubric, and I think that that's true with electronic music as well. So what we're going to start off with here is an introduction to the Foundry, and we'll try and give you an idea of the different kinds of things that we've done, the different kinds of sounds, and a variety of the artists. Each show in our podcast series will be about 30 minutes long. We don't have to stick to the clock as we would on regular broadcast radio, and that's kind of nice. So I hope that you'll enjoy this. I hope that you'll join in on the adventure and visit us again. But right now, let's start off our first show. What you're hearing in the background is the last message that the French Navy sent in Morse code, and it reads approximately, "Calling all, this is our last cry before our eternal silence." Well, I hope that this program isn't our last cry before eternal silence, but this article that had this in it caught my attention, and this message was sent in 1997, and they had been using Morse code for well over a century at that point. And I was interested to read in a connected or related article that in a contest between people using text messaging, who know all the lingo and abbreviations, and experienced Morse code operators, that the Morse code operators were actually faster, and that Morse code capability was going to be incorporated into future cell phone or text messaging options. So sometimes old technology is good technology. And speaking of that, the first track that I'd like to play, I recorded myself in 1997 playing around with some old technology, some old beat-up microphones and guitar speaker amp combination. And this track is constructed entirely from feedback loops and has kind of an interesting atmosphere to it. It is called Temple Ghost Simum and comes from the first album I recorded as EM, which is titled Jin. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was a track from Egocentric titled Labor Pained, and it appeared on the Sky Within the Ground EP, which we put out in 2004. Egocentric is, in fact, a young man named Brian Noss from San Francisco, and I was lucky enough to meet him through Ben Swire, another artist that I've worked with from San Francisco. And Brian is a music student, and he plays a number of different instruments and put together this EP, which is really wonderful, has wonderful textures in it and a lot of really interesting time signature kind of rhythmic elements to it that I found very attractive and bears up to repeated listening. That's always a key for me. Anything that I want to put out needs to bear up to repeated listening, have multiple layers, really good ideas. And Brian's work certainly falls under that. And before that was the EM track Temple Ghost Simum from the Djinn CD. I think you can hear a fair range just in those two tracks between the very atmospheric, amorphous, ambient, if you will, sound of the Temple Ghost Simum and a more percussive, perhaps more recognizable instruments in Labor Pained from Egocentric. I think that the Foundry is a little bit about where technology and intuition meet, so that you can have things that are very computer-generated, very digital in one sense, but are inhabited by humans. There are obvious decisions being made, editorial decisions, compositional decisions, and a consciousness about it. Sometimes I feel with computer music that it is too much control, too many decisions have been surrendered to the machinery. And while I think that's a very interesting way to work and to produce raw material, to generate ideas and to explore places that perhaps you wouldn't explore without the help of software or programs, in the end, I always like to feel that the artist is imposing their will in some way, making decisions, even if it's just choosing things that were randomly generated, and giving the piece a form. I'm very interested in the form of pieces. So instead of talking more, I'll play some more music. What we're going to hear next is from Jonathan Hughes, who hails from Buffalo, New York. I met Jonathan originally via email, actually, through mailing lists that we were involved in, and struck up a friendship because we had obvious overlaps in our musical interests. I've really enjoyed listening to Jonathan's music in the years since we met and hearing him grow and develop and try new things. I think that he has a lot of very good ideas, and we'll be talking more with Jonathan in future programs, in fact. This track is called Lua and comes from Jonathan's CD Trillium, which we released in 2002. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was Jonathan Hughes with the track Lua from his CD Trillium. I chose the title for this program because I thought it picked out some aspects of what we do. Floating points. It's at once precise and amorphous, this sense of being somehow gravity-free, suspended above a plane. Floating point calculations are an invention of computer processing, which allows computers to move decimal points around. It's very useful in making calculations that are in different orders of magnitude. Instead of having a fixed decimal point, it floats around, so it's very adaptable and something that comes in handy when you're writing programs to help do digital audio, digital video, 3D modeling, and those sorts of things. So it has sort of a specific computer reference, but in a more general way, I just sort of like the way the two words are a bit of a contrast with one another. And I think part of what we do is we pick, with the Foundry music, we pick elements that don't always seem to go together, that are sort of very specific, very percussive even, and then very amorphous and spread out. And I like the way that those two things come together. I think that you could also say the same thing about consonants and dissonance and structure and sort of a laissez-faire flow to compositions. And I think that all of those things are part of various Foundry projects. So the last track I'd like to play in this episode is from Rom. And Rom is Nathan Kreisberg and me playing together. We've known each other since high school and have played music off and on all during the time that we've known each other. When Nathan moved back to the Bay Area in the 90s, we sort of started our collaboration anew and set up a studio together, in fact. And this track, I think, sort of comes from the end of that period, if I recall correctly, when we had this studio together. And it is from an album called Moat, which came out in 1998, I think, or maybe 99. It's all a bit misty now. And this track is called Occluded Forms, and kind of came out of playing live. All of our playing is live. We were playing along with a MIDI malfunction that was producing some kind of bizarre drone that we really liked. So we just started playing along, and this track came out. So here is Rom, the track Occluded Forms. Thank you. Well, that brings us to the end of our first podcast. I hope that you enjoyed it, and I hope that you'll join us next time. We're going to continue our introduction to the Foundry and talk specifically about collaborations, because I think collaborations are at the heart of what the Foundry does best. If you like what you heard, please visit our website at the ubiquitous www.foundrysite.com. That's FOUNDRYSITE.com. There's lots to explore there. We have audio samples, overviews of all of our projects, as well as reviews from various media outlets. So, thank you, and good night.